chronicles the life and career of the commanding general at Gettysburg, but it also humanizes the man who somehow managed to be both modest and short-tempered at the same time. In this audiobook, you will learn about General Meade like you never have before, in no time at all. Chapter 1. Meade's Early Years. Childhood. George Gordon Meade was born in Cadiz, Spain on December 31, 1815, the eighth of 11 children born to Richard Worsham and his wife Margaret Coates, Butler Meade. Shortly after his birth, George's father, a wealthy Philadelphia, Pennsylvania merchant, and aristocratic according to some sources, who was serving in Spain as a naval agent for the U.S. government, was financially ruined due to his support of Spain in the Napoleonic Wars, 1804 to 1815. Ultimately forced to return to the United States, the Meade family lived first in Philadelphia, then Baltimore and Washington. George's brother, Richard Worsham Meade II, also later became a naval officer of some notoriety. Meade's ancestors had been residents of Philadelphia during the colonial era, beginning at least as far back as great-grandfather Robert Meade, who was born in Ireland but living in Philadelphia by 1732. Robert Meade was a shipping and commission merchant, which took him to the West Indies, and he was a prominent member of the Roman Catholics in his community. Grandfather George Meade was born in Philadelphia in 1741, where he lived for most of his life. He supported the colonists during the Revolution, and his firm helped supply food and clothing to Washington's Continental Army. He was well regarded in society, and his integrity and high sense of honor helped earn him the nickname Honest George Meade. Meade's father, Richard, was born in 1778 in Chester County, Pennsylvania, where the family had temporarily taken up residence because the British had occupied Philadelphia. Since he was born in Cadiz, Spain, and subsequently spent his early years in Europe, little is known about George's childhood. Some historians also speculate that the sensitivity of his father's job necessitated that no attention be drawn to family members. In any regard, the accounts that do exist give conflicting reports of the Meade family as either returning to the United States shortly after the close of the Napoleonic Wars, most likely in 1816, or a few months after his father Richard passed away in 1828, at the age of 50. In either case, the Meade family apparently returned to the U.S. financially devastated, moving first to Philadelphia, then Baltimore and Washington, with the family's financial situation becoming more critical after Richard died. Education. In that George was born and lived a portion of his childhood in Spain, there is no known record of his earliest education, although it is assumed he attended school prior to returning to the United States. At about the age of 8, young George entered a private school in Philadelphia kept by William R. White and Henry Hood. The school had a strong reputation, and George was schooled there for about 3 years. Accounts indicate that as a child he was amiable and full of life, traits that would have certainly surprised the men who came across him during the Civil War. Meade was also quick to learn his lessons. George was placed in a boarding school at Mount Airy, just outside of Philadelphia, in 1826. The principals of the school were M. Constant and A. L. Rumpert, the latter a graduate of the Military Academy at West Point, and the school was modeled upon West Point. Boys at the school were drilled, even performing sentry duty, and the school was strictly disciplined. Meade learned English, French, Latin, Greek, arithmetic, and algebra, showing the greatest proficiency in the mathematical studies. After his father died, George's mother determined that his mathematical aptitude would make him a good fit for West Point, and apparently his father had wanted him to go there too. Though his mother did not anticipate George would have a military career, and there's no indication he did either, that was the direction the family went in. George's older brother Richard had already become a midshipman in the U.S. Navy in 1826. During 1829, George was schooled at Mount Hope, near Baltimore, while waiting to find out if he would receive an appointment to West Point. It is said he studied, in Latin, Caesar's commentaries and 6 of the orations of Cicero, in French, Telemach and Charles XII of Sweden, in mathematics, Colburn's arithmetic and algebra, Walker's geometry, Playfair's Euclid, and trigonometry in Gummy's surveying, Goodrich's history of the United States, Hart's geography, and the greater part of Comstock's chemistry and natural philosophy. That he was accomplishing this at the age of 15 was remarkable, and it was noted by his teachers. West Point Military Academy, 1831 to 1835. In 1831, even though he was not yet 16, young George received a commission to West Point Military Academy, New York.